Secretary of State Colin Powell is in Mali today, first stop on a four-nation, six-day tour of Africa. During the presidential campaign, President Bush said Africa did not represent a strategic interest to the United States. By going there this quickly, Powell is signaling that the administration is taking Africa policy seriously. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Foreign policymakers have traditionally not attributed great strategic importance to Africa. In a roundtable discussion of four former national security advisors, all Republicans, at the Council on Foreign Relations earlier this year, only one said that Africa's crisis should be a priority for U.S. foreign policy. The single dissenter was Robert McFarlane, advisor to President Reagan, who argues that Africa is a growing disaster that the United States cannot ignore.
There are a dozen wars going on. Civil institutions such as healthcare, education, housing, law enforcement are really in a chaotic state. And as a consequence, these states are literally disintegrating. Secretary Powell's trip is really an urgent one, and I hope that it is an opening that will turn into a sustained focus for the United States on African policy.
Powell's first stop is Bamako, the capital of Mali, whose president is the current head of the Community of West African States. Those nations have been struggling for years with the brutal conflicts in Sierra Leone and Liberia, with little success. The United Nations has put thousands of peacekeeping troops into Sierra Leone, and the Security Council has tried to impose sanctions on the illicit trade in diamonds, which is fueling the fighting. But the conflict has now spread into Guinea. Barbara Smith of the International Rescue Committee, which has extensive humanitarian operations in Africa, argues that the United States must play a role there.
West Africa is, in so many ways, a tragedy of children in terms of them being targeted, in terms of them being recruited into armies is quite unspeakable, and it requires that even if it's not a political issue, it is a humanitarian issue. Because of the children, West Africa stands alone.
After Mali, Powell will travel to South Africa for talks on Friday with President Thabo Mbeki. The top agenda item there will be Africa's HIV/AIDS crisis. 25 million people in Africa are afflicted with HIV/AIDS, nearly three-quarters of all cases worldwide. South Africa alone has more than 4.5 million. The U.S. has pledged $200 million to the World AIDS Fund proposed by the UN. Powell is co-chair of the Bush administration's Task Force on AIDS, and State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says Powell will be emphasizing prevention of the disease in his discussions.
We're very mindful of the fact that the world needs to fight the disease in Africa and to be aware of the fact that it risks spreading and risks erupting in many other places as well. So the experience that we get in Africa, the methods that we get in Africa, and just controlling the disease in Africa is important to us all over the world.
Powell will then travel to East Africa for talks over the weekend with the presidents of Kenya and Uganda. The concerns there are the regional wars of Central Africa, specifically Sudan and the Congo. Christian organizations have put pressure on the Bush administration to focus on the 22-year-long war in Sudan, which has left an enormous crisis of refugees and hunger. On the Congo, the first tentative steps have been taken toward ending the war there, which has involved five other nations besides the Congo. A small UN peacekeeping force is being deployed. U.S. diplomatic involvement during the last years of the Clinton administration was instrumental in the progress. Powell is certain to hear that the Africans want the U.S. to continue to play a role. Chester Crocker, former Assistant Secretary of State for Africa in the Reagan administration, says addressing these issues does fit into a broad notion of what's important strategically to the United States.
State collapse that produces humanitarian catastrophes that can have an effect on economic growth rates, which in turn has an effect on our exports and jobs. There are significant numbers of Americans whose jobs and livelihoods depend on a healthy export climate, including in Africa. In a sense, resolving conflict through whatever means we have available is the first step before you can really pursue your other interests. If Africa's in flames, you won't get those other things.
President Clinton made two trips to Africa during his term in office. President Bush has received an invitation from the president of Nigeria, but has not set a date for a visit. Mike Schuster, NPR News.